It's been a little while. So Siman Kuf Yud, the last thing we did was Siv through Dalet. And you think it's Skip Hay and Vav. But that was the conflict between Kol Kavua Kamechsa Mechsa Dami versus Kol Deparsh Mu'a Parsh. Now, when you take something out, but something has already been separated, and that's when the Haladas HaSafik is, that's when the Safik begins. So then I look at it as it is. I figure out what the probability is. If the probability falls on the side of Rove, so I'm allowed to eat it. Right? That's the din of Kol Deparsh Mu'a Parsh, that we follow Rove. However, we have this thing thrown in called Kol Kavua Kamechsa Mechsa Dami. This idea that if it's from its original place of origin, and that's a whole question about what that means, but if it's from its original place of origin, so no matter what, it gets judged 50-50. That's the din. Okay, so, and then there were some things that came out of that. No pun intended. There are things that, with regards to what if the piece that got mixed in with other things, and those equations were things that were covered in the last year. So now, we'll turn to Kuf Yud Sif Zayin in the Tur Beis Yosef. So it is a interesting sugya here that the Beis Yosef really goes through in decent detail, a nice chunk that will get us to Sveik Sveika. So next week in Mir Hashem we'll do Sveik Sveika. So we have my goal is we do whatever we can before Tisha B'Av. We'll be leaving a little bit after Tisha B'Av, so probably do whatever we can till Tisha B'Av. And then my idea to do next, although I realize it's going to be a problem getting Sfarim, is Hilchos Macholos Asuros. I mean, continue on to Kuf Yud Beis. That's the Lachos of Pas Palter and the Lachos of Nafya Inesach. What?
Why is it hard to get Sfarim?
Because you can't get the individual volume. I don't know if you get the individual volumes like you have of these. Like here you have Hilchos Darubas. That is... I'm not sure they sell them individually, but they sell these. It's made by a baker. I mean, Pas Akum, those kinds of, and Bishul Akum, and Tvilas Kalim, and Hagalas Kalim, and Schiras, selling non-kosher food, all those sugyas, which I'm not sure how, you know, I've never really learned them for myself like that, so... We'll see. But we'll do the best we can. But anyways, let's go to Kuf Yud Sif Zayin. So there's a sugya in Zvachim. It's off Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. So the sugya tells us, we'll go to the base. Yosef. Right, if something is not batal because of its chashivus, right, could go in bali chayim, uberia, b'chaticha, ruyul yischavi, right, all those different things that we say eino batal, right, like it's still alive, okay, or if it's a hole, or if it's a, which we talked about this past Shabbos, right, or if it's a chaticha, ruyul yischavi, right, so that's also not batal. And one of them was eaten, or one of them fell into the ocean, so then all of a sudden there are kulas. Now, what exactly are those kulas? So let's take a look in the Beis Yosef itself, where he continues on to say...
I kind of lost you about the falling into the ocean thing.
So if a piece of... Let's say... we'll see the sugya right now. Beperek HaTarubis. So it tells us in Masechta Zvachim, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. You can imagine what that perek is about. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Tabas Shel Avodah Zarah. Let's say you have a ring of Avodah Zarah, Shnisar B'meya Tabos, that falls into 100 other rings. So now you have 101 rings. They all look the same, right? And one of them is... A avodah zara ring, right? So that's not going to be batal, right? It's a ring, it's a avodah zara, right? So that's not going to be batal. So, however, what about the nafla achas mehen liyam hagadol? But one of them then falls out into the yam hagadol. So the Gemara says hutru kulan, that we say that they're all mutter. Why darminan hach the nafal haynu di yisura? Because we could say the one that fell off, that's the one that's going to possibly be usher. Now we could imagine that if Mark was actually here, his eyes would be falling out right now. Right? But that, we assume that that's the one that's actually going to be the one, the Aser. V'garsin and Suhasam, and it tells us over there, I'm a Reish Lakish. Same thing with Truma. So you have a lot of barrels of Truma. She's Arva B'meya Chavius, that gets mixed into 100 other barrels. V'nafla Achzim Liyam HaMelech, one of them falls into the Yam HaMelech, so it's gone. Hutru Kulan, they all become Mutter. Why? Dar Minan Hachti Surin Nafal. That's the one that is Aser, is the one that fell in. Okay, so that's the din in the Gemara. So why is that? So v'lamdu mizeh harash v'toras habayis and the Rashba and toras habayis and the Rush in the Tshuva and the Ran in Perikid Anasha that l'chol isurim she'enam b'telam machmas chashivusan. Right, remember all these things. These are all, first of all, they're all dini derabanan. Right, then theory should be batal berov. Right, the case of the barrels. and the case of the rings is yavish v'yavish, right? So yavish v'yavish harus should be batal v'rov, right? And the only reason they're not are dini d'rabbanan. So the rabbanan have the right to, you know, make the rules as they see it. So machas chashiv. So they're not batal because of their chashivas. She's arav ba'achir v'nafal echa mehem liyam hutkru kulan. They become mutter. And the Rashba explains duat dun davrish yeshlo matirim. The same thing with davrish yeshlo matirim. Upershut, right? Remember davrish yeshlo matirim. Something that was going to become mutter, right? So it's the same type of thing, right? There's an extra chumra of the derabanan on certain types of things to teach that they're not batal like they normally should have been. So upershu taima. So they explain the reason why. Mishum midoraisa beruba batal. That really doraisa, it should be batal berov anyways. Afal pishahu davar chashuv. Even though it's a davar chashuv, the deraisa would say that it's batal. For rabbanan hu dasru, and the rabbanan were the ones that asserted it. Hilka kishenafel echa mehem layam tolinan lakula. So therefore, if one of them falls into the yam, so we have the right to be makel. And this sounds like heimam ruv heimam ruv. I mean, the rabbanan make the rules. So rabbanan make one rule, they can make the other rule, right? That's what the Rashba seems to be saying. The lefizet afilu lo nisari for davar chashuv el im shnayim. Even if one fell into two, meaning the Gemara's case is 1 in 100, but even if it was 1 into 2, the acher kach nafel and one of them falls away, right? The two that remain are okay. Now, the truth is, that's not as big a chiddush, right? Because in that case, the chances that one fell, the one that was us that fell in, is greater, right? But mitayma da amram aval matzasi b'tora. Here, let's hold on for a second. That's the reason of the Rush. The Rush says Hamam and Behemamru. The Rush gives a, even though he quotes the Rush here, he doesn't quote the Rush as agreeing, he doesn't quote the Rush's reason. The Rush's reason is because it's some sort of, he calls it a sveika. He doesn't really say use those terms, but he says maybe the one that fell in was the Asa one, in which case it's Mutter. And any case, the one that you're taking out now is going to be mutter, right? So it's really like a two-level suffix. It's not really a sveik. It doesn't fit within the rules of sveik, as we'll see. He says, maybe the one that fell off is aser, and even if you say it didn't fall aser, so the one I'm taking out now is part of the rove. Well, even if one didn't fall out, you would still say the one I'm taking out now is part of the rove. But there's like an extra level that's being thrown in there. So that's the rush. The rush gives a more of a lubdisher reason why it should be okay. Now, there's a big difference between the rashba and the rush, right? According to the rashba, you could eat whatever is left. Right, according to the Rashba, you could eat everything that's left. Why? Because they were saying they were going to make the rules. They're saying they were going to say that it's Aser, but the piece that falls out, that was the Aser piece, so now the rest are going to be Mutter. That's what the Rashba would say. The Rush is saying, no, it's one of the chances that the one you're taking out now, you're actually taking the Aser one. Okay, that's fine, but once you take all of them, so then that's going to be a problem, right? So the Rush, it sounds like, wouldn't allow you to eat all of them. Now that's,
yeah, but where do you stop? What if you only had two?
Right. So probably to rove. You probably would tell you to leave one left, which is interesting because if you remember the first time we went through this, that when Mark and Bob got at each other, right? That was the beginning of Simon Kuftes, right? And that was the sif of right. You have this case, right? You have the one chad betray batel. Right, and that you had a machloka, right? So we say chad betray, it's batal. So then we said, are you allowed to eat all of them? Is the same person allowed to eat all of them? Are you allowed to eat all of them at the same time? And the Rush is the one that said, oh, go ahead, eat all of them at the same time, right? No problem. The Rush is the one with the curly halachic glasses that Bob appreciated, and that was what got Mark upset. Right, so the Rush there was the one that said you could eat all of them. Ironically, although it makes sense, there he's giving a, you know, he's giving a pshat based on lundus, and here he's giving a pshat based on lundus, and here the lundus comes out the opposite way, that he would be the one that would be machter that you'd have to leave one over. Right, that's an ironic twist.
Even though it's your rabbi, you still can't throw it into the Dead Sea.
So we're going to get to that. That's, we're not up to that yet.
He would say you would leave one over even though one has already fallen into the sea.
That sounds like that's what the Rush would say.
Why does that help? I mean, it just narrows down the possibility a little bit. What?
No, because then you only deal. He says you need to have two sveikas. So by the fact that one fell out gives you one safek.
Okay.
So are you
throwing it into the sea?
No. So that's the top of Kufyud. Right, the top of the next column. Right, you're not allowed to throw it in. That's Im Vatla Nisul Chachila, which we spoke about this past Shabbos as well.
right?
So he says, so the truth is that's enough. It's an interesting next couple of lines. He says, right, because he just got through saying, even if one fell into two, that the same rules would apply, right? He says, Aval, he says, I'm scratching my head because I found in the Torah Sabayis HaKatzer. I looked it up, I meant to bring it in. It is there, you can trust me, right? It says, Afilu Nafla Chaticha L'toch Esrim, that even if it falls into 20, meaning even if one falls into 20, it should be okay. Not only if one fell into 100, like the Gemara said, but even if one falls into 20. Right, v'afilu ha'isa chaticha ruyelis chavid omishari surim she'inim b'teil mi'olam v'nafla achas mihem shogig liyam hutru kol hashar. Right? He said, even if one falls into 20 and it's a chatich and ruyelis chavid and all those different things, we're still going to allow you to eat the rest of it. And one falls into the yam, it would still be okay. So the Rashba says, what's 1 in 20? Where did 1 in 20 come from? Right? Why 1 in 20? I mean, one, not only 1 in 100, but even 1 in 20. What's 20? Where do we have that shear? So he says, anybody want to take a guess? What he takes a guess. And he says, "Vayanir leish at sarich la'agiyav lichtav afil enough lachaticha l'toch shtayim." He says, "I have a feeling what the Rashba meant to write is 1 in 2, right? But he wrote that had bad handwriting, right? Has sofer matza kasuv beis v'ninitzol chaf, and the sofer found that it said beis, and he looked to him like it said chaf, but kasuv esrim, and he wrote over esrim in full hand as opposed to." Chaf, which really should have been base. That's his guess. Mm-hmm. Aval, but then he says, I don't think it's true. Aval came at Sati Benuscha Acheres. However, I found another edition of the Torah Sabayis. Again, some remember from Shirim in past years that the Beis Yosef in his introduction says that he was able to get all the Sfarim in the world, that he's very proud of his library. So he might have had multiple editions of the Torah Sabayis. So he says, I found in another edition of the Torah Sabayis, Matsati Shekasav Gavki and Esrim. He says 20 there. Vilchasav came Bashem Girsis a Yerushalmi. So I also found that in Yerushalmi. And Trumos, the Esrim Labdaf Kuduhadin Lishtayim. So therefore, I think 20 is not an exact number. It could have been 2. I looked it up because I couldn't find it in Yerushalmi here. I couldn't say I went through the entire thing carefully, but he says they looked up in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi also uses the term 20. So okay, fine. Let's go to the top here now. Let's go to the top of the next column. So he says, where he's quoting the tour, where he says, Upeirish Ri, you can look at the top, it happens to be the top line of the tour right here as well. It says, Upeirish Ri, Dafish Nafla Lemeatzma, Balim, Hifilu Afilu Shogeg, Usser, the Kasinu Shogeg, Atu Mesit. He says two things. First of all, it has to have happened on purpose, right? It has to have happened by accident. If it didn't happen by accident, so then it's usher to do. Why? Because it's an Isra of Ein Mabatla Nisla Chachila, and not only is it usher to do, but we also put a knas on you. Right? Fine. He says, then he quotes the Ri. The Ri is a Bali Tosfos on that Gemara in Zvachim, that it says not only that, but even if you took it off Bishogeg, how you figure out how that would happen. But somehow Bishogeg, he took one out, and he realized later he took one out of the wrong carton or something like that, right? But whatever it is, Bishogeg, he took one out. So he says the Ri, this is Bali Tosfos say, that even that's going to be a problem. Why? The Katsin and Shogeg Atu Mezek, lest we put a Knas, even if you do it in Shogeg, lest you go ahead and do it B'mezek. Now, I think it's a little problem. I didn't know Rishonim could make up Katsin and Shogeg Atu Mezek. So I thought that had to be like a Gemara-based thing. I mean, I don't think he has a makor for this from anywhere in Shas. I think he just says it. And it's unclear where his makor is for that, but it seems to be accepted. That sheet of Sildari seems to be accepted. So the Beis Yosef puts in a few caveats, though. Let's take a look at the Beis Yosef.
It makes it sound like this is a general rule when Shogeg makes it, but it's not.
There are different rules when it comes to...
Maybe not just in... And there's a lot of... I mean... It happens that a lot of times you don't know whether they got there on purpose or by mistake.
Well, but he did. I mean, he's the one asking the Shaila. So he comes to you and says, Rabbi, this is what happened.
Well, you're saying he's asking the Shaila.
Right, me, it happened to me, alright? I took one out, and I thought I was taking one out of the fully kosher chest, and now I realized I took one out of the chest that had the one that was fell in, and the whole thing was, well, so what do I do? So it sounds like the Tosus would answer, Katsina Shogeg Atu Mezek. That's Tosus's answer. So let's take a look in the Beis Yosef.
What?
Yes, I believe the Gro, that's the beginning of Shin Yud Ches in Aruch Chaim, where we learned Hilchos Bishul. So that's the beginning, that's the first Sif in Shin Yud Ches deals with Bishul and Shabbos Vishoging. It's Machlokas Vishonim there. And I think the Gra is the one who holds Enon Kansinon, although I'm not sure. I think the Gra, you're nodding your head that you agree?
No, because I'm just thinking of something else we learned quite some time ago where they actually determined that there was a kanasa, that you had to, like everyone said it was okay, but it was better, like, anyway, it was better to throw one away. I can't remember exactly where it was that we learned it. Was in this top Taruvos.
Right. Rashi had that. In the beginning of Kuf Tes that we quoted before, so Rashi had this chumrah of, well, you should throw one away. That was a chumrah on when we say chad betray batel. So Rashi had this chumrah, throw it away. And the Ramah wasn't so thrilled that he would have to do that.
But you can see how someone may think that they're throwing one away. May have thought he was doing the right thing.
But that would qualify as shogig in our case. Okay, that would qualify as shogig. So I believe in the beginning there's a machlokas. Shonim and the Gra weighs in also about what happens first with Mavashal and Shabbos for Shogig. So who's the Knasan and how Knasi is it? That's there. I don't remember the Maskanos there. Okay, so anyways, the Tosfos says, I think the Gra here rejects it. I think the Gra here rejects this Tosfos. We'll get to it in Shulchan Aruch. Maybe we could track it down when we get there. So Tosfos says as follows: King Kasev Shama Tosfos v'harosh v'tshuva. Right, that we have to mach v'harosh v'kasev v'hadur of Nachman that filu who.
Oh, wait, so where are we? Sorry.
The top, the Beis Yosef.
He's quoting
the Ri, and then he says Tosfos says it as well. That's where you find the Ri, the reason Tosfos. Right, v'harosh v'tshuva. The Gra says?
I think so.
Okay. Then the Rashba Tshuva, Aval HaRashba Kasav HaHadar of Nachman, except the Rashba writes that this din of Rav Nachman, the Filu Pilu Hushari, that even if he took it off, it would be Mutter. Yim HaYashogeg Kedin Vatel Isser B'Yadayim, right? That even if he did a Shogeg, it would be Mutter. So the Rashba himself disagrees with that Baal Tosfos. The Kasav HaGad Shari Dura, Almasha Kasav Ri, Yim HaFilu Afilu Shogeg Aser. So he says, okay, and even according to Tosfos, where he says that if you took it off for shogeg, it would be aser. You're the dafka nakad ri he pila shogeg. That if you took it off for shogeg and threw it in the garbage, aval achlu shogeg. If you ate it by accident, leikel miknasei atu mezid. Then there's no necessity to put a knas atu mezid. Vaday lo yachla echav mezid lahatir echmas. No one else is going to eat it on purpose in order to be mavat, right? It doesn't fit, right? So it doesn't make any sense to put a knas in that circumstances. Vaday lo yochel echav amezid lahatir achil if he daito. We meet the Michael vaday iser shrei v'daito she ha iser yelech lo v'tzvei hayeshari lemachlino kulu b'safik. Right? It would have just right, so we could just eat the rest of it for Safik. Fine. And Truma Sedeshin says the same thing. That filo divri ri, yamamach lebeshogi, echad leben bris, shari ha'acheros, velo kansunun, kai gav leshogi gatu mezid, aval ha'achil lekelev, or legoi, but if you gave it to a dog or to a non-Jew, so kanzinun atu mezid, dum yedeh pilu. So then that would be the same din as a pilu, and you would have the right to be machnis al ha'mezid. Fine. Okay, I think that's good. Okay, so let's take a look now in the Shulchan Aruch himself and see how he brings this out. So, Kuf Yud Sif Sif Zayin, right?
Yeah.
So the Mechaber says, as we could probably predict, davar she'eino batal machmas chashizus. So you have one of these chumras things, right? So bali chayim beria b'chatifa really is chavid. For those, as example, those things that are not exclusive, but those things. But davar she'eino shomatirin, that was also brought up in the Beis Yosef. She'nis ariv ba'achirim. And one of them was eaten b'shogeg. So he jumps right to that possibility. Right? Whether he did it himself or whether he gave it to others. Or it fell by itself into the ocean. Be'inyan sh'neva mina olam, in a way that you would never, that you're never going to be able to find it again. Hutru kol hachi, and the rest of them become mutter. Shanu tolim lomar de iser ha iser halach lo. Which we are told and say that the iser went that way. Now you're going to see more wild examples of this idea called tolim later on in I believe Kufyud Aleph. But this is the idea of Tolan, right? They say that's the one where it is, and you have the right to do it if it comes to Dirabanan. And it seems like the Mechaber is quoting the Lashon of the Rashba, not the Rash. Right? And then he says, the Dafka Kishaucha Hanisharu is Shtaim. Now all of a sudden he comes up with something else, though. He says, Dafka, if you eat the rest of them two by two, biyachad. The Miman of Shach, Ika Chada de Hetera, Avala Ochlam, Echad Echad, it's going to be Aser. What is he talking about here? There's something left in the associate to see, but it's okay. The Gemara goes on to say, that Gemara in Zvachim, after it says that, you could go ahead and eat it, so it goes on to say, it asks the question, it says, but when it comes to Karbanos, and you want to matter it in this way, that somehow it becomes mutter by way of karbanos, which is a little bit odd because you say ain't supposed to be mikdash, but why would we probably? But in that situation, so we force you to bring two karbanos at once. Why? So Rashi explains, because that way at least you're doing something right. So you're also doing something wrong. But that way at least you're doing something right. So it gives you that possibility. So the Gemara, so why is it that by Karbanos you require two by two? And here, whoever it is, Rish Lakish, I believe, you're not requiring two by two. So Rish Lakish responds by saying, no, we'd require two by two here as well. So the Gemara seems to conclude that you would require two by two, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch brings down. It says, "Gadav kashocha harishar mishtayim mishtayim biyachad." Do you know Shach? Ika chada dehetira. Aval yochlam echad echad aser. To eat it one by one, it would be aser. So what does chada dehetira mean? And I would have said you should have to eat three by three. That way, certainly you have rov at least at a time, right? But that's the din by karbanos, and it's extended here. And then the Ramah.
Yeah. It doesn't seem to quite be analogous. I don't have it quite foreign, but with the carbonus, you at least have one carbon that's good.
Right.
Okay, so that's why you do two. I would presume there's some kind of sophic about whether the animal is kosher or not, or able to be sacrificed. But mm-hmm. here, you're still eating the thing that's awesome.
Right.
But I agree, if we had said three, you would have at least said the rope.
Yeah, one of them fell into the one of them fell into the yacht.
Yeah, no, that's the idea. We're being told and saying that's the one that fell into the yacht. Right, but Joel is going to say, well, hold on.
No, but you still, that's something that is just a subterfuge. I mean, there's still, it's still likely to be left.
But it doesn't matter. Because if you've already paskined, that this is the halacha, then whatever's left is
okay. So I'm asking on the two by two and the one by one.
Right.
Okay.
So why do you require it by the Gemara in Zvachim?
Yeah. Why do you need two by two? I don't know.
Right. So,
There I can actually understand about the sacrifices, because at least one is going to be okay. But
well,
here, the one that you're
down.
Okay, huh? It's the one you're eating.
You're going to get Bob angry, though. What Bob's going to say, what do you mean? It's mutter.
That's
it's mutter.
Right.
It's mutter.
Right.
He's going to get angry again.
But I wasn't Macabre.
Okay. But it's defined. It's defined. I mean, I love it defines. The see, it changes.
The case of the sacrifices is where you're not sure which is good.
Yeah, the Gemara says. I mean, take a look. The Gemara is back in back in the Beis Yosef. It says this case where Nachman says, "Al zochus yitzar v'chatus hamesis of b'shura niskal afilu echa b'rebuah." Even if one in 1,000, you got to kill all of them. But my name is the hide the misti sewer mesis. Maybe the one that died is the one that was the yisur one. So I'm later of Nachman. I'm a Rabbi Elazar. The Amar im karav rosh echad yikriv kol rosh. He says, you're right. If one of them was already brought, then you could bring the rest of them. He says, I v'hamar Rabbi Elazar lohita Rabbi Eliezer elish shnayim shnayim. He only permits it two by two. Amar lei ananami tarti kamina. I also require two by two. So Perish explains it. The henos mi shnayim shnayim biyachad, that you should have to get benefit two by two at once. Avam kol echad v'echad levad lo. The kimish nesra de taruvus umakilim behu litlos ha iser ba'oso sheperish lo shirin el lahakriv olechol shnayim shnayim de marashach ikabahi achila ubhi kriva chada de tera. Because either way, you'll definitely have one that's being brought that's going to be mutter. Yes, it's a very strange, it's a difficult thing to understand.
In Rav Nachman, in the time called Zvachin Shem, this Arvo, right, the Chatos?
Yeah.
Right? So aren't we dealing with the Arises there?
Yeah, it's the other thing that's
on. And here is we're dealing with the Rabban, so there should be...
Right, but there it's also going to say, B'chad betray battles it in the Arisa. Meaning, Mikra din is it in the Arisa. Right, the chumras are what we're saying is derabana are the chumras that are derabana, but the idea that it's batal is then deraisa. That's the point. I mean, deraisa it's batal, and derabana we add on these chumras of derashiyish lomatir, and we add on the chumras of beria, we add on the chumras of rachut tichruim ischaved. Those are all additions on a level of derabana. Yeah, so it's difficult. Let's do the Ramah. The Ramah adds on to it. If you l'achol mishayim mishayim, if you eat 2 by 2, asher l'adam echad l'achol as kulam. One person shouldn't eat all of them. If you l'beis b'nei adam, ein l'achol kulam v'asachas. Even if it's 2 people, they shouldn't all eat it at once. I mean, the Ramah adds on even more mitigating ideas. Yeah, which is based on the quotes from here as well. The Rishonim are in the Beis Yosef for that. So just on that gra that Bob was finding, what if it falls in itself, b'shogeg, right? So we said that the Bali Tosfos said and others agreed except for the Rashba that if one falls out, even if you took one out b'shogeg, so it would be katsin and shogeg atu mezid. So the gra comments here in chaf dalet. Right, the gross comment is, right, that's when you're looking at that?
I was on Chav Gimel.
Chav Gimel. That's on Chav Gimel. V'nochal. What's it going on? V'nochal echan mehen b'shogeg. If you ate one of them b'shogeg. All right, we'll do that one first. Kasav, King Kasav HaRashba HaRash Nafal L'yam. Right? Lo dami ela kol she'ena ba'olam. Right? V'lechora mash medavka shenechal mi'atzmo dumya d'nachal. That if you eat it yourself, then it's like it falls in. Kamo shekasav lamata, aval b'trumas adeshin v'ha sharidura. There we go. Kasu that filu nechal b'shogeg. Even if you eat b'shogeg, lo oli yisrael acher mutter. Then it would be mutter. The lake lemigzar atu mezit sharei v'daitu sheiser hu shenechal. Because he realized what he ate. Right? V'heyach yochal levember. How would he eat it if he would eat it again? Kosh kasa tosu de viser ha nicker bekavu lo gazrin. If it's recognizable, you don't have to be gozer because no one's going to eat it. Right. No, the chaf dalet is I think where he says shnuffel miatzmo tosu sham aval ki pila. But if it falls off, afilu shogeg. If you took it off, afilu shogeg, it would be aser. The katzin and shogeg got to mezid. So the grot turns out says v'tzarafian da kaimel and krevi yehuda. We pass the krevi yehuda a perikaniskin daf nun gimel and nun dalet. I guess. By the Torah we put a knas. That by isuri de oraisa we put a knas. Kama vashal b'shabbos that we put gezeras shogigatu mezid. Kama shukasav arachaim reish simin shin yudches. Ah, I got it. Uve durabanan lo kansinan. But we bother every yud that by an isur durabanan we don't put a knas of shogigatu mezid. Kama shukasav v'ch stam masnis and sham. Hamitame v'chulei v'chein perish harambam v'sham naflu v'nispatzu. I'm not sure what that's referring to. V'kaimelin k'rabbi Yosi v'rabbi Shimon k'rabbi Shukasim perik beis v'simu kafal the orla v'rabbi Yotos v'gidin. All these things that we have to look up. Kol yisur and shariv aleim shogig mutter mezid aser v'kaimelin k'rabbi Yochan. Okay, so he's making that argument. He's saying that the only time we ever do shogig kazin and shogig mutter mezid is only by an isur d'oraisa. This is by definition isur d'rabbanan, and therefore there would be no reason to do shogig mutter mezid. And I think he says that Tosfos is actually low. Okay, right. So maybe it'll be all right. It's a little short tonight.